The tiny house project is modeled on a similar effort in Portland, Oregon. There, organizers were able to lease a piece of land and build several one-room homes to form a village. That's what members of the Occupy Madison group hope to do as well. This week, the first tiny house in the city rolls off the assembly line at a garage workshop on the city's east side. Bruce Walbaum, one of many who helped build it, says it measures about 100 square feet, made mostly of old warehouse pallet boards. He says ideally the home will include an electric outlet so the residents can plug in a small refrigerator, a microwave, and a toaster oven.
But we've also partnered with the UW School of Engineering, and they're providing a small photovoltaic solar electric system that will allow for minimal lighting. And there's also a composting toilet inside, and that requires a small amount of voltage for venting.
The tiny house is built on wheels because under a city ordinance, it must be moved every 48 hours. Construction supervisor Steve Burns says he hopes that's only a temporary situation.
We don't anticipate moving a dozen houses every 48 hours. We anticipate we might have to move two or three before either land becomes available, the church option becomes available, something else.
Several Madison churches have expressed interest in allowing some of the homes to be placed in their parking lots. Four homeless people have already signed up for two of the homes, and each have already put in more than 200 hours of sweat labor in helping build them. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.